This is KUT. Presidential primaries and the general election that follows usually have much higher voter turnout than off-year elections. That turnout includes many more young people who are excited to participate in their first presidential election. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, college students in Texas faced more hurdles to the ballot box than ever.
I'm going to run you through a couple scenarios that keep college students from voting. All of these, by the way, are examples of things that actually happened to students in Texas during this past election. I'll start with a pretty common one. Here's Ariana Sonzino, a student at UT Austin.
Yeah, I just went to vote, and when I got to the front of the line, I was rejected because I'm registered in Bexar County, and so I couldn't vote in Travis County.
This happens a lot because college students often leave their hometown to go to school. They also commonly move year to year, so voting can be complicated because they have to re-register so much. And even those who do the paperwork sometimes face issues at the polls. Here's another UT Austin student, Vanessa Beltran.
I felt that I tried to do all of the right things, you know, like I had registered in my hometown, and then when I got here, I registered in Austin, and then being a student, I changed addresses, you know, one year to the other, and I changed my address, and even so, when I got to the polling station, I had to fill out another change of address form because it hadn't been processed, even though I did that quite a while ago.
Beltran said she's lucky she had the time that day to take the extra steps to vote. She wishes it had been easier, but voting has actually gotten harder in Texas, especially if you're transient. In 2011, the state legislature passed a law requiring voters show one of seven approved forms of photo ID in order to cast a ballot regardless of whether they have a voter registration card. Maria Peralta is part of a nonpartisan coalition of lawyers called Election Protection. She says her group, which helps people facing problems at the polls, got quite a few calls from Texas.
So I can give you a few examples. There was one woman, a Texas voter, who reported that she registered to vote with her Social Security number. And when she went to the polls, she only had a driver's license from another state.
Peralta says the woman left the polling location without voting. She was eventually advised to cast a provisional ballot, which Peralta says isn't ideal. She says her group also got a call from an employee with the Department of Homeland Security. He also had to vote provisionally because his TSA ID wasn't accepted.
You know, it pointed to the irony of the law that's currently on the books, because this is a ID that requires a high level of security to obtain.
UT Austin student Seth Krasny says he heard the same kind of issues from his friends.
Just one of my friends was telling me that yesterday she stood in line at the FAC for 3 hours and then realized she had brought an old ID and couldn't vote and was turned away. And by then it was too late because it was after 7.
The problem here is that the list of IDs you can use to vote are pretty restrictive. On the short list are a Texas driver's license, a U.S. passport, a Texas concealed handgun license, or a military ID. But you can't use a student ID, even if it's from a state university like UT. Dana Debevoise, the Travis County clerk, says it's already really hard to reach out and make sure college students took all the steps necessary to vote.
It is very difficult to reach out, especially to the young, those young people who are a little bit transient. And it is very difficult to explain why students can't use their student ID. It's a perfectly valid form of identification, and Texas could have used it. Other states like Indiana use it.
Krasny says he finds this endlessly frustrating.
I think you often hear, I was listening to CNN the other day, and they were talking about how the youth vote is unreliable, and I was, you know, getting really upset because it's not unreliable, but the system makes it so difficult to do.
Out of the state's 5 most populous counties, Travis County had the most provisional ballots cast. Debevoise says it's likely because there are a lot of college students here and a lot of people new to Austin. She says allowing same-day registration would also be a big help, but state officials haven't been keen on it. A spokeswoman for the Secretary of State's office says problems related to the voter ID law still aren't widespread. A federal court struck down Texas's law back in 2014, but because it was close to an election, the law was allowed to stay in effect. The law's future is now in the hands of the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.